And our last headline takes us back in time. Today marks the anniversary of the deaths of three Mississippi civil rights workers 43 years ago. James Chaney, Andrew Goodman, and Michael Schwerner had been released from the Neshoba County Jail, where they were briefly held for speeding. They were never heard from again. It took 41 years to bring just one of their killers to justice, and yesterday the House passed a bill that would help the Justice Department pursue more than 70 other unsolved civil rights era murder cases. The Senate is expected to pass it soon as well. For more now, we've got John Britton. He is chief counsel for the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law. John, welcome to the show.
Hello.
How specifically will this Emmett Till Unsolved Civil Rights Crime Act, as it is known, help close some of these unsolved cases?
The Emmett Till Unsolved Civil Rights Crime Act will appropriate approximately $11.5 million to the Unsolved Civil Rights Crime Investigative Office within the FBI and to the Unsolved Crime Section of the Civil Rights Division to investigate and prosecute these cases.
How many cases do you think realistically will be solved as a direct result of the bill?
The Southern Poverty Law Center reports over 75 persons who have been forgotten. Some put the list over 150.
Really? You know, John, we just saw the conviction of James Ford Seal in connection with two more civil rights era murders, but that only happened because of the dogged determination of the brother of one of the victims. How hard are these cases to reopen and especially prosecute 40 years or so after the fact?
The length of time creates the urgency for this bill and this money in these investigations and prosecutions. You're right. The defendant in that case, James Ford Seal, was 71 when he was convicted. Many of the suspects in these murders, and certainly many of the witnesses, are getting very old and we're afraid they will die before the cases come to court.
Do you think that we're going to see a real spike, though, in the number of reopened cases, given the fact that some of the people who were involved or witnesses or otherwise, as they get into old age, they want to unburden themselves of this guilt that some of them have and some of them don't?
I think a combination of a change in racial attitudes today. Even as you pointed out, Mr. Moore's brother just basically had to tap one of the co-defendants in that case, Charles Marcus, on the shoulder, and he agreed to come clean, especially after the prosecution offered him immunity to come to court and testify against Seal. I think with the increased units within the FBI to go back over these cases, to go out there and find these witnesses, with new technology to produce proof, and as you say, with a sense of guilt, shall we say, coming on them, I think we will see more successful prosecutions. The problem is that in the case of Charles Moore and Henry Hezekiah D., nobody knew about them. In fact, nobody knew that they were killed 6 weeks before the famous Schwerner, Goodman, and Cheney were killed. If it weren't for the Schwerner, Goodman, and Cheney, we probably wouldn't know about the D. Moore killings.
John, thank you so much for coming on. John Britton is chief counsel for the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law. He joined us from NPR's Washington, D.C. headquarters.